If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 36. Matthew chapter 22 and verse 36. Now this is the lawyer, and he's talking to the Lord, and he's tempting him. Now the Lord's already talked to the Herodians and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and now this lawyer comes up, and he's a questioning the Lord, and the only reason he's asking the question is to tempt him. Amen. And he says in verse 36, he says this, he says, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." I'd like to preach just a little bit tonight, if God be my help, on this thought, taking back America and taking back our homes. Taking back America and taking back our homes. Now when they come to the time of testing, now the Lord's getting ready to go and be offered a sacrifice for the whole world. A sacrifice, youngins, tonight for me and you. Praise be to God. I want you to think now. I don't want you to take yourself out of this picture. I want you to see yourself as someone that the Lord Jesus Christ loved with all His heart from the foundation of the world. He loved you. Now I want you to think about that tonight as you think about these folks. And the Lord's getting ready to make that crossing. He's fixing ready to pay that price. He's fixing to go ahead and do that that He was destined to do from the foundation of the world. And that was to die for old sinners. And as you think about that, and you think about these so-called religious people that come up to the Lord, and they begin to question Him, and question even His deity, question who He is. And this lawyer comes up, tries to tempt Him, and he says, "Let's see, Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" God and the Lord Jesus, He never quenched. I don't think He flinched a bit. I believe He looked the old lawyer between beak and bill. He said, "It's this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." He said, "This is the first and a great commandment from a holy God." I want to say tonight, when He told them that before He was crucified, praise be to God, it's still the same today. That's still the great commandment to God's people tonight. And we got to love God as much as He loves us. Amen. God help us. The only way we can get a hold of this tonight is to be able to go back. Amen. Go back through time through time and days. Go back to the very beginning. Amen. If we look back in Deuteronomy, if you go back all the way to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and now listen, youngins, you say, "Preacher, what are we doing tonight?" I want to paint you a picture, if God will be my help. I know I'm ignorant, unlearned, but I love a God that loves me first. Amen. I love one tonight that cares for me, and He cares for you. And I want to paint you a picture tonight of a holy God. I've told you, God, the Lord Jesus, He was getting ready to make that sacrifice for me and you. And when He make that sacrifice, it made possible for me and you to get in, so that one glorious day, whether by the grave or in the rapture, we'd be with the holy God. Glory to God forever and forever and forever. Praise God. God was making preparations for a glorious day of His appearing. And I want to say, I thank Him tonight that He included me in the preparation process. Glory to God. Amen. And we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now the book of Deuteronomy, it's a book of preparation. Moses took and taking the word of God. He was giving it to God's people and preparing them to go into the land of Canaan. Amen. And as we look at this tonight, and we look at the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now I just want to go through here tonight. I want to give you some scriptures. If you want to write them down, I'd pin them down. I got several tonight I want to go through. I'm going to go through pretty quickly. I'm not going to elaborate a whole lot on them, but I just want to paint you a picture of God's preparation. And then if we want to take back America, but tonight I want to go far beyond that. I want to take back our own homes. I want to take back our own homes, our own lives for the glory of God tonight. I want to start the night doing it right, the way God designed it to be from the foundation of the world. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 1. The Bible says, now these are the commandments and statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it. Amen. He said, you're going into a land to possess. And he said, this is what God wants you to do. He said, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son. Now listen to this. All the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. And you young people, look at me just a minute. Every one of you young people, look at me just a minute. Look at me just a minute. You know how to make your days long on earth. You know how to live out a long, Landon, you know how to live a long, prosperous life. You know how to have a long life. You know how to do that. It's just look at God. It's to fear God and love God and let God be part, the biggest part of you all the days of your life. If you want to live long, if you want to be the kind of person that you can be for the glory of God, then you got to love God with all your heart and you got to start today. Don't wait till you get old. Listen, you say, well, my mom and daddy do, grandma, Grandpa do. You need to do it yourself today. Yeah. You got to start today loving God with all your heart. And mom and daddies, you got to love God with all your heart. Grandma and grandpa, you got to love God with all your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. We got to give it back to God. Praise God. If we don't, we're going to lose another generation. Amen. God help us. He said we got to love God with all our hearts. He said if we do, said it may be, our days may be prolonged. He said, hear therefore, O Israel. I'd go beyond that and say, hear therefore, America, and observe to do it. I'd go above beyond that and say, here, therefore, our families, homes, and strive to do it and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee and that you may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. I want to say, after several thousand years, when Jesus, when they asked Jesus, what's the most important thing that we need to do? When that old lawyer tempted him, I said, what is the most important thing that we need to do? He said, just love God. Amen. He said, just fear God and love God with every essence and fiber of your being. He said, that's the most important thing that you can do. We want to strive and we want to be perfect. We want to have this and have that. Amen. We want the best for our children. But I want to say the best thing that we can have for our children is to give them, to get them close to God, show them a close relationship with God, live close to God for them, and we might be an example for our children. I want to say, you mom and daddies, for a minute, look at me. You want mamas and daddies, just a minute, you got youngins. You only get one chance. Amen. You hearing me? You only get one chance to do it right. You only get one chance. If you don't live for God, if you don't serve God, if you don't love God with all your heart, I pray God, well, your mom, well, your children can see that, then they won't do it either. Amen. They're going to do what you do. Amen. If you don't love the Lord, if you're not faithful to God, they're not going to be faithful. They're going to be less faithful and less loving than you are. Amen. Listen, parents, grandparents, you only got one chance. We only have one chance. Let's not mess it up. Let's get back to where we need to be. Let's start fearing God. Let's have a reverent fear of a holy God. Let's have a reverent. I'm talking about the kind of reverent fear when we come into God's house. Praise God, you take your hat off. Glory be to God. In the presence of the holy God, when you come on God's grounds, you look at, hey, praise God, you treat it like it's sacred ground. You treat it just like it's a place where God's presence is, because it is here, youngins. Praise God, help us to never defile the place of God where He worships with us. And He comes to be worshiped. And He's always here. And He's never failed to show up. Help us, oh God, help us to show a reverent fear of God. Amen. Well, you say, Pastor, I said it may mean leaving self behind. It may mean putting aside self for just a little while. So we can have a reverent fear of a holy God. So that we can love God. So that we can have a long life in God. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for all eternity with Him. Amen. Amen. This ain't a game. Amen. This is for keeps. You say, how do you know that, Pastor? I'm fixing to show you. If it wasn't for keep, God wouldn't have reiterated it so many times just in the book of Deuteronomy. You know how many times in the book of Deuteronomy God reiterated this same thing to the nation of Israel? But He wasn't only speaking. This book is not only written to the... He was not only writing to the nation of Israel. He was writing to all the nations of the world. Amen. That we might know. Hey, I won't say God's never done nothing in a corner. God's never done nothing in darkness. Amen. Amen. Everything He's ever done, it was glory to God. It was for public display. Amen. Amen. God's never done nothing hid in a corner. Amen. To keep it from me or you. Everything God's ever done, He wanted us to know about so that we could learn from it and go close to Him and love Him like He loves us. Amen. Look over in Deuteronomy chapter 10. We'll show you some of these right quickly. And I'll try not to be too long. But I want to get all these tonight. The Lord give them to me while I begin to get blessed. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. Now anyway, He tells us here what we must do. Now you hear me? What we must do to get our country back. What we must do to get our families back. Amen? What we have to do. What I have to do. What you have to do. Now, I don't want you to look at it over at your neighbor and say, boy, you need to listen to the preacher. I don't want you looking at your husband or your wife and say, you need to listen to the preacher. I want every one of us to listen to the preacher. Because God put this on my heart for me. And I know if He put it on my heart for me, that He put it on my heart for you. Amen. Now, He said, this is the way we do it. If we're going to get our country back, if we're going to get our families back. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? He said, now, it gets over just a few chapters from where He started, where He told them to love God with all their heart and their mind, to fear Him and to love Him with all their heart and their mind and their soul. Amen? Then he said, when he got so here, gets over here to the chapter 10, he said, now this is what you got to do. This is required. He didn't say it's recommended. Amen? He said it's required. He said, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God? Amen? To walk in all His ways and to love Him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. He said, hey, listen. He said, love Him with all. He said, put all your affection on Him, Landon. He said, give God your affection. Show Him how much you love Him, how much you care for Him. Hey, man, hey, let's never change you again. Just say, Lord, let me just climb up in your lap. Let me just hug around your neck and just whisper in the mirror. Tell me how much you love Him, how much you care for me.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, just love Him with all your heart. And said, love Him with all your soul. That's that inward part of us. That's that Godward part of us.
Yeah, amen.
Listen, a man was created a worshiping being. We're going to worship something. We're going to uplift something above ourselves. Now, I know here in America, we want to lift up self pretty high. So I think I'm it. And hey, don't get no better than this. Huh? But now God said, hey, listen, He said, you don't do that. He said, you just love me with all your heart. Give me all your affection. In other words, when you look in the mirror, it's just saying, boy, ain't you pretty. He said, you look in the mirror and you say, God, thank you. Forgive me another day that I could worship you and praise you and glorify you. I've heard a good God you are. And give me another day, praise God, to worship you. Amen.
Amen.
He said, love Him with all your heart. He said, love Him with all your soul. He said, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statute, which I command thee this day. Now listen, this is for thy good. He said, I ain't telling you to do this for me. He said, if you do it, it is for me. But it'll end up being good for you. Amen. When we serve the Lord, when we love God, and we love Him with all our heart and our mind, our body, our soul, our strength, every essence and fiber in us, praise God, it brings God pleasure. And when we bring God pleasure, Brother Kevin, praise God, He blesses us abundantly. Amen. Begins to pour out those showers of blessing. How do you know? Look at Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. Amen. Now listen, you talk about this health and wealth crowd. You mean they got a good thing going if they just knew how to get there. Amen. Hey, they got some good things and good thoughts. What God wants to do for you. But there's a way to get there. See, they want to bypass the God way, the Jesus way, and they just want to jump in the boat with the blessings. I want to say, you can't do that. We can't do that. We can't get in the boat of blessings till we get a hold of the master of the ship. Amen. Till we get passage onto the boat. Listen to what he says. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. He said, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now see, he just keeps just bringing this up. Saying, hey, listen, this is what you've got to do. This is how you got to live. This is what you have to have. He said, love Him with all your heart and your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land and His due season. The first rain and the latter rain. Now listen to this. That thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. He said, hey, listen. Remember me. Remember who I am. Remember what I can do for you if you'll just show me a little love. Give me a little bit of affection. Amen. Turn your affection towards me. Love me. Think on me. And he said, I'll bless you abundantly. You'll not have no want. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, listen, we're coming into hard times. Amen. If you ain't lost your job, you will. Amen. You may very well. Praise God, we better be a trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
He's going to be the one gets us through. He may be all that we have. I'm not trusting in man, and I'm not trusting in this world. I'm trusting in a holy God.
Amen.
He's the one that has to provide. He's the one that has to make provision, and He will. He said, if you'll just love me, Brother Jimmy. He said, if you'll trust me with every fiber in you. He said, I'll bless you on purpose. I'll meet your needs, praise God. I'll give glory to God. I'll bless you abundantly. Amen. He even thought about your cattle. He said, praise God, I'll even give you some grass for them old cows. Amen. And he said, you don't have to worry. He said, you got me to worship. You don't have to worship them. You can eat them. Amen. Praise the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. But he said, now listen, he said, you got to be careful because some people will want to come up and sneak up and take that away from you. They'll want to take them blessings away from you. They won't want you to get those blessings that God's got for you. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1, he said, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Now, did you get that? He said, you got to pay attention, because I'm wanting to bless you, and I want you to draw close to me so I can bless you. But he said, there's going to be people that's going to rise up and say, hey, there's a better way. And said, they'll show you signs and wonders. Boy, they'll impress you. Boy, you'll be amazed at what they can do. You know, we're seeing it all around, ain't we? Hey man, these folks get on these TV programs and they do their bebop and stuff around and praise God, and then send me your money. Send me your money. Hey man, sow your seed to God and make the check to me. Amen. Amen. Bible says take it to the storehouse. Amen. To your local assembly. You say, well, preacher, why they don't have a local assembly? They need to honor one. Amen. Amen. That's biblical. Praise God. He said, if they see you signs and wonders, he said, and let's serve them. He said, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth thee, or proveth you, to know whether ye have the love your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. He said, this is only a test. He said, God, let that let those signs, those miracles be seen. Praise God. But he said, it's only a test. He said, there's only one true God. When had the musician and those prophets get up and they say this stuff, you say, hey, look, that's all nice and well, but praise God, there's one God, and He's God Almighty, the God of glory, the God my Savior. He's only one, and the only one. Amen. He's the only one. He said, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear Him and keep His commandments and obey His voice, and you shall serve Him. Now listen to this. And cleave unto Him. He said, you love God. And not only do you love Him, but you cleave to Him. You get a hold of God and you say, I ain't letting go for nothing. Amen. Praise God. They couldn't shake you off God if they wanted to. You've done got a hold on Him. But now listen to what He says to do about these prophets. He said, and that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he hath spoken to you to turn you away from the Lord your God. He said, that true and living God, the Lord, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. Praise God, that's what He did for us. We was in the bondage of sin, in the bondage of iniquity. We were done. We were going down for the last time when Jesus come along and He saved our wretched soul from a devil's hell. He redeemed us. He bought us. Praise God, and saved us for glory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in, so shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of thee. He said, get rid of the evil. Amen. He said, you got to get rid of that evil. He said, in other words, what he's doing, he said, no matter what happens, he said, just stay with God. Amen. He said, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of prophets rise up, no matter what kind of miracles you see, he said, just stay with God. Are you hearing me, youngins? He said, stay with God, the true and the living God, no matter how impressive these others may be. You know, there's so many different cults and religious type organizations anymore. And they're got people confused as a termite and a yo-yo. Hey, man, they don't know whether they're coming or going, washing or hanging out. Hey, man, they're trying to serve a little of this one and a little of that one. And boy, they don't know what they've got. But I want to say tonight, there's a true and a living God.
Amen.
He said, you can know Him. How do you know Him? By just fearing Him. By realizing He is an awesome and a mighty God, the creator and sustainer of the universe. Great God, He's your God tonight. He's your deliverer and your redeemer. Amen. That's the true God.
Amen.
And He's the only one. The only one. Amen. He said, no matter what happens, He said, just stay with God. Praise the Lord, just stay with God. Look at Joshua chapter 22. Joshua chapter 22. Joshua chapter 22 and verse 5. Now old Moses has done talked to Joshua and he's done put this stuff into his head. He said, this is what things that you got to do, Joshua, if you're going to be prosperous in the land. So we see Joshua, when he gets over toward the end of the book of Joshua, he's laying down the law to the children of Israel. And he says this, he said, but take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the Lord, the servant of the Lord, charged you. Now listen to this. He said, now after all this done, and they've done come into the land, he said, now listen, this is what you've got to do. Pay attention to me, look at me, and don't miss this. Because I'm fixing to tell you something really wonderful and spectacular. He said, pay attention. He said, but take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of God, charged you. Now here's the commandment. To love the Lord your God and to walk in all His ways and to keep His commandments and to cleave unto Him and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Amen. Hey, guess what? Joshua didn't change the message. Amen. Because he's still serving the same God. Amen. He said, hey, people, listen. I want to tell you something. News from glory. Remember to diligently follow God. Message never changed. Message never changed. You have a rebellious people, a rebellious against God. Joshua chapter 24. He says this, verse 14. He said, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, he said, now this is decision time. Decision time. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. That's what we've got to do, youngins. Hey, listen, every one of you, a young, old alike, we have to choose today who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve God and mammon? Serve God or mammon? We going to serve the world or we going to serve God? That's the only two choices. You say, well, I may serve another God. There is no other God. Amen. He's only one God, and it's a true and a living God.
Yes,
amen. He's the only one. But it's decision time. We have to decide for ourselves today who we're going to serve, who we're going to follow, who we're going to go with, who we're going to trust in when the times get hard. Amen. When the grocery money quits coming in and the food starts to dwindle down and you can't get gas to go nowhere and things begin to get hard. And in on top of all that, the youngins get sick. Amen. We have to decide now who we going to follow, who we going to trust in. We must trust in the Lord. But listen to what Joshua says. He said, put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve you the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, I've decided, hey, praise God, even if my house don't want to go with me, I'm going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to serve God. Just with me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. They may rebel against me, but I'm still going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to stay with the truth. We're going to do right. We're going to know right. We're not going to deviate from right. Because right's still right and wrong's wrong. Amen. He said, we will serve the Lord. Decision time. Amen. To follow God. But what happens if we don't? What happens if we don't follow God? 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Let me just show you. What happens if we decide, well, I'm just not going to follow God. I'm just not going to go the path of my father. I'm not going to go like mom and daddy did. Are you listening to me? I'm not going to go like grandma and grandpa did. I'm not going to go that path of following God. What'll happen to you? 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. Now David's talking to Solomon. Amen. He's talking to Solomon and he says this. He said, and thou, Solomon my son, know thou the God of thy father. Now did you get that? He said, Solomon, now David's talking to his son and he said, son, you need to know the God I serve. You need to know God Almighty, the Lord God. Said you need to know Him, not know about Him. Did you catch that? He said you don't need to know about Him. Said you need to know God. You need to know the Lord, Solomon, and serve Him with a perfect heart. Amen. A mature heart. A heart that's, in other words, it's a following after God in God's will. He said, and with a willing mind. Amen? He said, you need to have a willful heart and a willful mind to follow God because He is the Lord. He says, for the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. He said, son, He knows what you're thinking about. Amen? He knows what's on your mind. And He knows whether you truly trust in Him or not. He knows whether you truly love Him or not. You may fool the preacher. You may fool Brother Bill. You may fool these other people. But you won't fool God. He knows whether or not you love Him. You say, well, preacher, how do I know if I love God? Because you keep His commandments. You follow God. You love Him with all your heart, with all your mind. You give your affection to God. Amen. So simple, even a child can do it. Praise the Lord. But now listen to what He says. He said, if thou seek Him, He will be found of thee. He said, you can't seek God and not find Him. Amen. He said, you get to looking for God, He'll show up. Amen, glory. Hey, we know that's right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You come here looking for Him to show up, He'll show up. Yes, sir. He said, but if thou forsake Him, now listen to this. What happens if we don't follow God? What happens if we don't trust the Lord? What happens if we don't love God and fear God? He said, but if thou forsake Him, He said, Solomon, if you forsake the Lord your God, listen to what He says, He will cast thee off forever. Amen? He'll say, you know what He'll say? At the day of judgment, He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. Amen? But He said, hey, listen, He said, what's the consequence? He said, if we want to have our country back, if we want to get our family back, He said, we just got to follow God. Amen? We just have to follow God. Because in Matthew chapter 6 and 24, the Bible says what I said a few minutes ago. You cannot serve God and mammon. Listen, young'uns, we can't serve God and live for the world too. We got to be a separate people. Amen? We have to be a separate people. We have to come out. The Bible says come out from among them. And be ye separate. We have to live a separate life. We can't act like everybody else in the world. Amen. When they're cutting up and when they're telling their dirty jokes and when they're going out to work to get them a beer, we can't fit in.
Amen.
Amen. We cannot fit in with that crowd. If we do, then we're out of the will of God. Because you can't love God with all your heart. You can't give all your affection to God when you're taking your affection down to the beer joint. Amen? You can't give God all your affection when you're taking it out into the world. You say, preacher, you mean we can't have fun? I'm not saying that. We can have fun. We can have fun in the Lord. We can do things, praise God. But if it's something that God says is wrong, we've got to leave it alone. We've got to abstain from it. Amen. He said to flee fornication. Amen. That's not only illicit sex outside of marriage, but that's everything that fornication leads up to. See, fornication leads up to drug use and alcohol use and all this other stuff. And he said, we to flee. Hey, praise God. He said, when you see that stuff, he said, take it. He said, hit the road. Go get just as far away from it as fast as you can. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying if we want to take our country back, if we want to take our homes back, and I'll bring it on down home, if we want to take our lives back, if we want to take our lives back, we've got to put our trust in the Lord. We've got to fear Him again. I'm afraid, you know what's happened in America? We don't fear God.
Amen.
We think, well, He won't do nothing to us. You know, we've been going on for... Don't be mistaken, friend. God, the day of God's wrath is soon approaching in the United States of America. Amen. But I just pray to God today that wrath won't come into our homes. It's going to come on America. Amen. We've done life and mocked God and pushed Him away and said, we don't want you. We don't fear you. We're not afraid of you. They've thumbed their nose at God and said, we're not afraid of you. We don't respect you. We don't care nothing about you. We don't have no affection towards you. And God's going to deal with that. Well, my worry today is that wrath may come right on into the home, right to where we're at, right to where you're at. But you know how to keep that out today? How to keep that out? It ain't ever changed. The message ain't ever changed. He said, just love God with all your heart. Love God. Love the Lord Jesus Christ. Magnify and glorify His name for all that He's done, and all that He's doing, and what He's going to do in the days ahead. Man, we've got victory in Jesus. We have victory. We're winners, praise God. We ought to just act like it. We ought to start acting like we're winners. How do we get our country back? How do we get our homes back? By just fearing and serving God. Walking in the statutes and judgments of God. Realizing who God is, number one. That He is the God of glory. The Creator of everything that we have, including ourselves. And that He is a God of love. He loves us enough to, praise God, He wants us to love Him back. He created us to commune with Him. But I wonder today, are we communing with God? Are you communing with God? Do you ever talk to the Lord? Do you ever spend time with Him? Good question, isn't it? Do you ever spend time with God? Well, let me ask you this. Do you ever tell Him? Do you ever tell Him how much you love Him? Do you ever tell Him how much you love Him? I love you. You've been so good to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate that good testimony. We're just thanking God for all them blessings.
Yeah.
Amen. Just thanking God for all them blessings. I mean, there wasn't a negative thing said. Amen. Yeah. The old devil, he tempts us all sore. But praise God, listen, there's so many blessings that as far exceed everything, everything that's negative.
Praise the Lord.
You know what ought to come out of our lips as children of God? Just praises. Amen. You say, well, preacher, sometimes I don't feel good. Well, just keep it to yourself and just praise God. Say, boy, I just thank God I'm able to still go. Thank God I'm still able to get a breath. Still able to, thank God I'm still able to get out of bed. Thank God I'm still able to brush my own teeth and comb my own hair. There's people that can't do that. There's people that can't do that. Thank God I'm able to get up and go down to the workplace. These people can't do that. Thank God for a job. These people don't have one. Can't take a lot for granted, don't we? We take a lot for granted. But God says, if you want to take your country back, if you want to do it right, He said, just fear me and love me with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. He said, just pour yourself into me. You know what would happen? If we pour ourselves into God, if we just pour ourselves into God, we wouldn't have time to think about all our complaints. Amen? We wouldn't have time to complain. But we'd just be pouring ourselves into Him and just thanking Him for all that He's doing for us. Because we'd be recognizing who He is.
Amen.
Would you like to take your country back? Let me see. If you'd like to take your country back, just raise your hand. Praise the Lord. I believe we all would. Would you like to have your family back? You know, preacher, me and my four, we're in, but see, that's our problem. We're satisfied with that. Me and my four, no more. I ain't worried about the rest of the world. But we ought to be concerned. I've got loved ones. I've got family outside my immediate family that's lost on our way to hell. And I love them. I've got a burden in my heart for them to tell them about Jesus. That's why whenever I think the good Lord allows me, when they call me to preach a funeral of my family, I just say, Lord, just open a door, open a window, open a door that I can just give them the gospel. And God, just plant that seed so that they might be saved. Sometimes, listen, I've got family, the only time they ever grace the door of a church is when they come to a funeral or a wedding. Praise God, I'm not going to miss that opportunity. Amen.